good. You know, the break's been good for us. It's unlike a break like this in March. It kind of, you know, I think it's given us some life. We usually have the dog days of February, but it's been good. We've had a day and a half off, half a day Saturday and all day Sunday. It's odd you get a weekend at this time of year. We had really good practice Monday and Tuesday. So I think our players are looking forward to playing. You might have a little rust in there, but I think our guys are enthusiastic about playing, and I think that's what they're looking forward to. Yeah, he'll be in the game. Yeah, I think he's in the game. Yeah, because we have to, yeah, par for the course. Yeah. Well, I saw what I saw on the tapes from watching them previously, so there was nothing new that I saw that was, you know, that I was overly shocked. They're a really good defensive team. They defend well. They really protect inside the dots. They're well organized. They're playing with some real passion, which is what their coach is able to do, because I coached against Glenn in the American League, and he's had success, and he's a good coach, and they're well organized. They got some good players. The addition of Morrow helps them. You know, Lettinen is a good goalie. Don't know if he'll be the starter. You know, my guess is it would be the Bachman, but I don't know that. So we have to prepare to play a close, hard game. You know, the fact that they played last night might be a little advantage, but when the team's rolling that good, you know, you can just be patient and wait. And that's what they did last night. They waited the game, and they got a break, and they finished on the break, and it was 1-0 game. Just a typical type of game. Like, you're looking for some zip and excitement, and I don't know if that's the way the game's going to get managed. You know, I'm hoping we play with some zip and excitement here tonight. You know, that's what I'm hoping. We get some jump to our game, and I think we will. Yeah. No, it's a good question because it's more of an oddity that you would put in a guy into that role, but that's the way it goes. I think he understands that. Eric just needs to play like Eric plays. You know, it's been a little different game because they're more a dump and chase type line, whereas he might be more of a puck possession type player. And he's a player that would benefit from line mates getting him the puck, because he can shoot it, you know, and finish. So it's different there, but I think he's just excited to get back and playing, and I don't want him to do anything more than what he already does and do anything more than what he is, you know. And he's just got to find a way to get himself in the game and just play. You know, I'll be more reliant on him checking, because that's that line's role to a degree, but they might be able to play a little bit more offensively too, without losing sight of checking. And I think it's good for everybody. Sometimes the change is good too for the other two. They might think, okay, let's get them the puck and let's see what we can finish here. You know, so it's all good stuff. Yeah, I'll rely on them and everybody else. I'd like to go with four lines the best I can. You know, like, we've had some, Mietinen was good in practice on the Monday, and Stapleton was real good on the Tuesday, and they're telling me Antropov's going to be great tonight, so I have no reasons to not expect them to be dynamic. Ben's a pretty, you know, Erickson's just smart, skilled. You can pay a lot of attention to him, and he just seems to get on the board because he's smart, intellectually, really a clever player. Ben's got more power than Erickson, and for a young player, he's a good young player. So I don't know that they pose any more problems than guys like Stahl and Pittsburgh, and those guys are going to present. You know, you've got those guys. Ribeiro is no slouch. Morrow's got that, you know, type of grind game too, that you can drive the bus. So they've got more than those two guys. I mean, if you're doing a story on those two guys and you want me to write the story for you, I'd be happy to do that. But they're they're good players, but they've got other good players too, you know. I mean, they got a lot of guys. They've got some guys like Robidon. Defense is good for him. Daly's a good skater. You got some guys that can play there. You know, and they've added the nice thing is they've sprinkled in some young guys from Austin. You know, the transition of American League guys, which is good. you know, it's good because they've had some success with Glenn in Austin, and he's brought some of those guys into it, you know, which is good to get an opportunity to play. Yeah, it's a big one. Yeah, I don't approach it any different. There isn't a target on this game like if it's like it's a, you know, it's a good challenge, but you can't have the magnitude that you feel the challenge is. I don't think it's wise to pass that on to your team and say, this is the biggest one, you know. It's a game. It's a game. I think our players are just as excited to play it. I don't think I have to spell it out to them or paint lines on the ice and say, okay, guys, this is what we got to do here. It's a big game. I think they'll rise to the occasion. And, you know, some things are going to have to get done tonight is that the emotional level is going to have to be in check. And that's what happens in big games is that you're pumped up, you're excited to play, you're ready to go. And because in big games, that's what happens. Your emotional control is out there. And then it's, you know, you take three minor penalties in a row, for example. That's how that stuff can impact you in a negative way. So you have to be aware of those things. And I think that by the time the game starts, we'll be, that's something the room has to manage a bit, and I do too a little bit, but I sense our guys will be good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because it tells me it's all gathering information. That's what I'm doing, you know. Like, this tells you the guys that can play in these big games. That's what it tells you. So if you make the playoffs and you get into a big game, you're going to know this guy can perform. And some guys can, and some, they all want. Some guys can, but some guys perform in big games. Other guys want, and they just don't do it yet. And some of that's maturity or lack of, but you'll know who's got what, you know. And that's, you know, what I look for more than anything is the will, and I've talked about that before, the will to try to get it, you know, to perform. That's what I look for. Yeah. I don't think you can take anything out of it other than the fact that we've been prepared to meet those challenges here at home, and we've succeeded that. On the road, we knew the challenges ahead, and we weren't able to tie that into it, which is a little bit disappointing. Vancouver was a good game against a good team. Like, you can't discount that you have an opponent that's ready for you, and they were ready for us. We weren't going in there to steal their thunder. They were playing against us like it was a big game for them. So, and I thought we met their match to a degree. We fell one goal short, but we could have had that game a bit. But that's what happens when you play good games. They've got a little bit more than you sometimes, you know. In the Calgary game, we got in some penalty trouble that cost us. And, you know, I think the disturbance of having Buff out and not in the warm-up and all that stuff, that kind of threw a wrench at the beginning, at the start of that game. So that was kind of, you know. But those things happen. That's adversity. That's how you deal with those things, and you have to learn to deal with those things. I didn't think we dealt with it great in the Calgary game, but we got over that. You know, no, Zach's gonna. We're gonna. I'm hoping for Friday. Felt pretty good today, so. Okay, guys and girls, have a good day.